Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Oh, coming up at 12 o'clock, it's going to be some good radio, no doubt about it. Welcome back. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. The Edge is the premier entertainment center in the St. Louis metropolitan area, featuring the world's largest laser tag arena, two arcades, five movie theaters, and a family-friendly sports bar with 45 flat-screen TVs, including the third biggest screen in the St. Louis area. They are locally owned. They operate with over 46,000 square feet of space for entertainment for the entire family. They're going to double it. The go-karts are coming. So is the bowling alley. There's no better place to be on a weekend night. They do birthday parties, youth groups, lock-ins, corporate events, fundraisers. You can join their birthday club. What an incredible story they are. The Edge, a great sponsor. Let's get to a couple of texts right now. Topics out there, Stanton, Barry Odom. Oh, what about the reporter reporting about Barry Odom?
Oh, Dan Wolkin, who writes for USA Today, we've had on before, yes. Actually, as a college analyst, is just pondering, because Coach of the Year is a very subjective definition on how you define that term. There's the SEC Coach of the Year award. He's wondering if Barry Odom should win the SEC Coach of the Year based on the 1-5 turnaround, winning five straight. You would imagine a chance to win six straight with Arkansas being dead in the water. If that maybe warrants him to be awarded Coach of the Year for the SEC. Saying the easy answer is Nick Saban, but unfortunately for Saban, and he's not the only coach who is affected by this kind of way this word is defined, he's doing exactly what you would expect Alabama to do.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sure it takes a lot of work and effort to make that kind of machine work, but Alabama is being Alabama, whereas Barry Odom, 1-5 to maybe 7-6 or even as high as 8-5, not exactly what you expected from Missouri this season.
Yeah, that's why when Pat Riley was coaching the Lakers with Magic, Worthy, and Kareem, he never won Coach of the Year. When he went to the Knicks and he took them to the finals, he became the Coach of the Year. It's all about overachieving or the perception of that.
Right, and Golden State goes, win 65 games, Kerr doesn't win it because like the Denver Nuggets win 50 or something like that.
Exactly.
And then, oh my God, look at that.
Yeah. All right.
The Hulk Hogan fanny pack. Giants may be farther off on prospects, and San Francisco may not be L.A., but he'd still be in the NL West. That means you're traveling to L.A., Phoenix, Denver, and San Diego for a majority of your summer versus Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati. The hell of a lot closer to being what he wants in St. Louis. There are plenty of really high-end penthouses in San Francisco or massive homes in Sausalito Bay that they can offer. Younger players now want it all, the big check, the big city life, and to win. They'll accept a deal to San Francisco if they can give what Miami wants. So really, it's not St. Louis's fault if we don't get Stanton. We should blame Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. If they were better cities, he'd be in a better position.
Yeah. And look, as much as I love our town, San Francisco is sensational. But as Mike mentioned, you know, La Russa and Majerus, who's the third one that lived at a hotel while they were in St. Louis? La Russa?
Did Hitchcock? Where did he live when he was here?
Oh, he bought a place. He was in the Del Mar Loop area.
Oh.
But La Russa and Majerus lived at the Chase. And I got to tell you something. If money were not an object, I'd love to live at the Chase. You walk down, you eat at one of those breakfast places, you work out. There's a gazillion restaurants around you. If you get hungry at night, you just dial 324 room service, bring up some food. I mean, that's a great place to be. Go to movies. That's spectacular. Hey, I mentioned that horrible decision by the Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott to bench Tyrod Taylor. I've never seen this ever, Brian, is that a player on another team decides to rip a coach for the move. And of course, it comes from the irrepressible Richard Sherman. He says, so they bench my guy at Tyrod Taylor, and the guy they bring in has already thrown two picks with 10 minutes left in the first half. Great decision. Good for you, Richard Sherman. I'm 100% behind you there. All right, a little bit of business to attend to, young man.
Yeah, we have some events coming up. Well, one event and two things you can purchase on InsideSTL.com. The Smart Pack is still available. 20% of the proceeds are going to Friends of Kids with Cancer. 20 coupons, digital coupons to 20 area stores. It's a $200 value for $20. It's a great deal. You could also purchase the Listener Awards, which is Hollywood Casino, two rooms for Hollywood Casino or two nights stay. You can do it back-to-back, or you can separate them. It's over 60% off. It's a great value. You also get a $50 food voucher to the great restaurants in Hollywood Casino. They're, you know, helping the blues out, so help them out. Also, Frank, Prohibition was a very dark time in this country. And actually, if it were to come back, I'd probably leave. But we repealed it, and we're celebrating that. The repeal of Prohibition Day with Budweiser's limited edition 1933 Repeal Reserve Lager. It's a celebration of our freedom to brew. It's a rich amber lager with a higher ABV than Budweiser and is in a stubby bottle. The vintage look is inspired by the 30s style of beer. You can find the 1933 Repeal Reserve in stores now, and consumers will want to pick it up ASAP because it's selling very fast. Along with that, on December 5th, 590 The Fan will be hosting the Repeal of Prohibition Party at Bologna's. We'll be there all day on remote to celebrate. There will be AB Brewmasters, brand ambassadors, and special giveaways at the Prohibition Party. Keep listening. More details will come out on this great event. That's a reason to drink, by the way. Repeal of Prohibition. What a dark period that would have been.
It would have been terrible for you.
Awful. Monsters.
Let's see. Did you see the other night that the Lakers won a game against the Nuggets? It was just last night, actually.
Hmm.
And Lonzo Ball had a triple-double, his second triple-double of his season. He had 11 points, 11 assists, and 16 rebounds. And he was a plus 29 in 39 minutes. It's a good line. But there's some writer who's saying, I don't mean to be a buzzkill here, but triple-doubles are becoming a little watered down given the league's high pace, the way small ball is affecting rebounding, and the sheer volume of assist on three-point attempts. There's going to be a lot of stats available. That means a lot of long rebounds. Come on. The guy's 19 years old, and he just had a triple-double. I don't think there's any reason.
Well, they haven't widened the hoop.
No.
And the court's not smaller, and they haven't changed the actual metric of a triple-double. So just give him credit. I feel bad for Lonzo because everyone hates him because of his dad. Oh, nobody actually hates Lonzo Ball himself. They just hate Lonzo Ball because of LaVar Ball.
Yeah, I mean, has any rookie ever had to encounter this? A father like this, a brother shoplifting in China, which has become this worldwide story, and then the poor guy having trouble shooting. I mean, let him have a triple-double. Let him enjoy it. They won the game. He's a plus 29. I mean,
he's in a major market playing for the Lakers, so everyone expects him to have instant success. It's just, let him play.
Yeah.
He seems like a good kid.
Absolutely. He handles adversity, I think, extremely well.
Right.
And, look, he's not Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons is a year older, a year stronger. Lonzo Ball's going to be just fine. All right. That'll do it for this edition of the program. Coming up next, Charles Marlowe. And Chris Gardner, very good. Tomorrow, let's see.
Tomorrow we have Dr. Rick. We're hoping to have Gene Stallings on as well. I have to give him a buzz tomorrow morning to try to set up a time. He was traveling today after a speaking engagement.
Very good. All right, we'll take a time out. We'll be back in 22.